Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Nancy Guthrie, the 84-year-old mother of today's show host Savannah Guthrie, was taken from her Tucson home against her will. Investigators have confirmed forced entry, DNA, evidence belonging to Nancy, and purported ransom notes demanding Bitcoin sent to multiple media outlets. The chaos storm is large right now. People saying this, people saying that, people saying this, people backing up what they said, people backing away from what they've said. It's the fog of war, as are so many of these cases. The FBI is involved. No suspects have been identified. To understand what a case like this looks like when it finally lands in the courtroom, from both the prosecution and the defense side, we're joined by attorney Eric Faddis. This is a case where I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around where to even begin talking about on it, because it's just so breaking and so moving, and it's not, I don't want to just do here's the latest, here's the breaking, but what's the angle? How is this going to play out long term? So I want to talk about some of the aspects of it that have begun to flow in. We're going to start with talking about the ransom notes that have come in, sent to media outlets. We don't know if these things are legitimate, and we're going to take it from that angle of not knowing. TMZ, local Tucson stations, say they've received these ransoms notes. It's not an unusual move. It's a little unusual that they're getting them 4 days into this. Eric, what does a choice tell you about the legal exposure a person is putting themselves into by sending out ransom notes, whether they actually have her or not? This could be a rather precocious place to put oneself if it's just for attention.
Oh, 100%. I mean, law enforcement has to assess the authenticity of these purported ransom notes and whether it is someone who actually has her and is seeking compensation, or if it's someone who is, like you said, trying to get attention. And if you're doing that, you are subjecting yourself to serious potential criminal and civil liability, like obstruction of justice, false representations to a police officer, things like that interfere with the investigation and may throw it off track when it is very serious and they need to find this woman and who has taken her. There could be some civil issues when it comes to fraud and things like that too. So if the person's doing this and they don't actually have her, stupid move.
Yeah, I mean, it could be end up being a story unto itself at the end of the day if these have nothing to do with her. I mean, and we do see this in cases. You do see people claiming responsibility. We're in an age where it's not drop the bag of money off at the park by the palm tree. It's Bitcoin. It's here's what we want you to give us. According to the outlets that received the notes, they haven't gone into any sort of detail. They've turned them over to law enforcement. They say that in the notes, there is information in there about what Nancy may have been wearing. Things that on the surface, one may go, well, maybe only the kidnapper would know this. We don't know the answer to that question. We don't know if it is information that they only knew or if they just put a bunch of generic stuff in there that one could speculate that maybe only they would know. So how does one go about gleaning the credibility of one of these notes? Because the only people who would know what was going on with Nancy in her house in the middle of the night
was Nancy, and whoever did this. The authorities don't necessarily know here's exactly what she was wearing. Here's, you know, all of the details that a kidnapper might claim to say, hey, this is this. No one else would know it. How do you even corroborate that, really?
Gosh, you know, you got to look at a number of things. One, the form of the message. Was this a physical letter or was it an electronic correspondence, like an email? If it was an email, certainly there are digital forensics analyses that, that can be conducted, but sometimes those can be thwarted by anonymous measures and people sending emails anonymously. If it's a letter itself, you know, you look at if it's in, if it's handwritten, you look, of course, analyze it with a handwriting expert, try to compare it to any known samples, if there are any. And on top of that, you look at the details that are within the letter. Are they corroborated? Is it really what Nancy was wearing? Does it detail things about inside the home or items inside the home or something of that nature that might be consistent with what the investigation has found? And then from there, you have, it's a very delicate process to try to address that letter. And, you know, do you negotiate with those folks? Do you try to find them and send the FBI after them? There's a lot of choice points that law enforcement is going to have.
Well, and how do you go after somebody like this? You know, I mean, they, whoever is sending these notes out has insulated themselves in a way that they're not going to be found. And Bitcoin is a way of purchasing or sending money that is not necessarily traceable either.
But a lot of the Bitcoin is traceable, though. There is a permanent log for these things. So that's where I'm confused on things. I don't know if either of you could clarify this. There's somebody in my world that knows crypto inside and out, and I forgot to ask about it. So that was my failure. But from what I know about crypto is everything is traced. There is a permanent trail.
There's there's ways where it cannot be traced.
Gotcha.
Yeah, my understanding is there is a blockchain that is supposed to show sort of the sequence of transactions, that kind of thing. But the source behind who's making those transactions can be made anonymous, is my understanding.
Yeah, so there's ways of completely crime. Yeah, exactly. There's ways of doing this completely in an untraceable way, which is why they're doing it through Bitcoin. Otherwise, they wouldn't have taken that route to begin with. So when you have that, you're sitting there, you're wanting your mother back, you're wanting, you know, this to end. I mean, you want her back, but how do you know? I mean, and now obviously the family has made a video. We saw that just last night. Savannah and her siblings are on it, you know, asking, you know, for her safe return, saying essentially, you know, they're willing to talk to, negotiate, but they're willing to make this a back and forth, a dialogue, and not just here's this demand. Okay. But how do you know who you're dealing with? And they're asking for proof of life. So I guess that's our next step to see if we actually get that or not. From a legal aspect here, I don't know, have you ever been in a situation, Eric, where a client has someone who's being held for ransom? Or even if you haven't been, how would you advise someone to go forward on something like that? Because in one possibility, you could burn a lot of money very quickly that goes absolutely nowhere. And obviously someone's life is at stake here. So, you know, money doesn't matter. But I mean, it does at the same point of like not destroying your life savings for a scam. There's a lot to consider.
Tony, I haven't personally dealt with this, but I have a friend who is a crisis negotiator at the Lakewood Police Department here in Colorado. And he's told me a little bit about how this game can work. And really, you know, part of it is engaging the person who is sending these ransom letters and really trying to connect on a human level, which might seem odd. We're talking about somebody who kidnapped an 80-year-old person as requesting money. But there are techniques that can be pursued. And in fact, the family could seek out some sort of crisis negotiator to kind of intervene and oversee these purported exchanges if they're due have any that come to light. So that's one option, is to get a specialist involved. I know the FBI and former FBI folks are also crisis negotiators, some of them.
How common are these ransom type kidnappings? To me, this sounds like something you'd see in Scooby-Doo. You know, this is like a Saturday morning cartoon thing. I just don't feel like we hear this very often.
Coming up next, right after Today, an all-new Scooby-Doo where Nancy Guthrie is kidnapped. I mean,
doesn't it feel that way?
It does. I mean, it feels because it's rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, very rare. I don't think I've ever dealt with it. I'm not aware of any recent Colorado cases that have dealt with it. But sometimes these things happen below the radar. Sometimes the press and even the police might not be involved, and so you might not hear about them. They might be at least somewhat more frequent than is publicly reported.
Gotcha.
I would imagine, you know, people are got to be, you know, combing, or investigators need to be combing through every single interaction that she's had in the last, you know, however long period of time. I'm wondering, and I don't know that anybody knows the answer to this because it is such a rare occurrence, but I'm wondering if we're going to find signs or anything within patterns of communication with certain people that would lead anybody to think something odd is going on here. I mean, everything, I guess, is going to be up for guess here, or up for investigation and up for scrutinizing for some sort of motive behind who would want to kidnap an 84-year-old woman.
Right. Yeah. And you know, in thinking about it, it's not something that the kidnapper probably just decided that day and picked a random person and went and did it. Instead, there was probably some planning involved. And so you got to look at, was there anyone sort of staking out the property? If there are any Ring cameras or exterior surveillance video from weeks prior to this, and you know, a vehicle that appears there that doesn't belong within that neighborhood. You also look at digital footprint. You know, was there someone who, you know, followed Nancy on social media, if she has it, on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and everything, like a week before, to try to gain intel to commit this crime. There are certain avenues that you have to investigate to try to sort of retrace what happened beforehand and what led up to this.
Let's talk about the law enforcement response to this thus far. Initially, we have some statements that get walked back. She was harmed at the home. She was taken from her bed. I didn't mean to say she was taken from her bed. I just meant the house. The scene gets released. Brian Enten is there with his photographer the other day, taking pictures like right at the entrance, and the blood that appears to be blood, at least anyway, right, you know, in front of where the doorbell was that's been removed. I mean, and I'm not faulting Brian. He's reporting the fact that there was no one there to say, hey, this is a closed off crime scene, because it wasn't a closed off crime scene. That has kind of shocked me. They've since come back and now put police tape all over it, and they've closed it as a crime scene, but it's been contaminated. People have wandered around. What are you getting the sense of in terms of how this investigation is going? I know we now have some more federal agencies that are investigating this as well, and on top of it, but I don't know. I'm always blown away at the early hours, and I know chaotic things happen, but for the love of God, this just seems like police work 101. Yeah. Secure your fucking crime scene.
Yeah, I saw that interview with Brian, Tony, and it looked like to me they obtained video of what appeared to be some red droplets outside the front door. But when you're talking about a crime scene, of course you can't have it contaminated. You need to look at every inch of that surrounding area. Are there any twigs that appear to have been or bushes that appear to have been tampered with or pushed down or something like that? You look for footprints, you look for DNA, you look for items that might have been dropped, you look for anything at the scene that might be askew. But when you have, you know, a bunch of people just kind of moseying around over there, that's going to really make that investigation difficult.
And then you get into conspiracy. I mean, it opens the window for so many issues. And at the end of the day, it just seems like it's incompetent so many times. It's like, well, Herb thought it was good, so we secured it later. Like, yeah, a little late, guys. I know they're working hard and they're trying to find her. Great and wonderful, but again, it's like, what the hell is going on? How are we dropping the ball like this right out of the gate in an area where whoever did this would have left some semblance of their identity, as minute as it may be, as picked up microscopically as it may be? All the more reason why you can't have the scene open and you can't later go, oh shit, I should have done that. That to me has been
rather baffling. What does it say to you? And this is some unconfirmed reporting from other sources that the Nest cameras, from what we understand, they were Nest cameras. They were destroyed. That there was, from what I understand, there was one in the front of the house, which is, I believe, where we saw where Brian was with his reporting. And I think there was possibly another one. The reporting is that they were smashed, which I find an interesting move, considering everything goes to the cloud. These things, they may store a little bit on resident memory, then it's loaded to the cloud. So if you smash it, maybe you're going to stop it from getting whatever it has at that exact moment. So not completely, I guess, crazy. But the idea of, you know, you're going to take out the cameras and that's going to erase your traces, that speaks to me of someone who isn't up on technology in the least, that you're smashing the camera. I don't, what does that say to you?
Well, you know, I recently had a case involving Nest cameras. It was alleged homicide. And those cameras detail and log and save, at least in my case, like every small action that was ever taken on them. When they were disabled, that's logged. When there was some sort of modification in settings, when there was when it picked up something, those things are logged. And so to just kind of, you know, whatever, take a hammer to it, that seems a little bit rudimentary. And probably not a person who has a full understanding of how these digital systems work in the modern age. You know, it still could have picked up significant evidence, and the you know, hammer smash or whatever, that's not going to insulate somebody necessarily.
But does then you've sound- got somebody asking for Bitcoin. So yeah, what the exactly, hell is going on here?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Does that sound like someone to you that's asking for Bitcoin?
You know, I'm not terribly familiar with cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
You know, I know that it is an emerging trend, including in criminal cases, and it appears to be a present element here.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's not to say that it couldn't be a possibility, but it's like the two, they seem rather different.
If you're
asking for Bitcoin, I think you might have a general idea of how the Nest cameras function. And hitting it with a hammer, not necessarily going to do a whole lot other than you're breaking it from filming anything going forward. It's not necessarily going to be to get rid of the data that exists beforehand. So, I mean, it may not capture you leaving. So, I mean, maybe, again, that might just be the simplicity of it. It might just be, then it's not going to see me when I leave. I'm going to, you know, take it out. I don't know. It's not adding up as part of the equation of if this is the perpetrator, is that the perpetrator? I don't know. There's a lot of chaos here, a lot of questions. We maybe end up talking, this may be two totally different cases we're talking about at the end of the day with somebody asking for Bitcoin and may not actually having her. It'll be very fascinating to see where this goes. And at the end of the day, we certainly hope that that she is found alive and that she's able to get back safely. A horrible case. Eric Faddis, thank you for your insight there. Give us your thoughts on the comments section, either on YouTube or on Substack, on where you think this case is going. Are we missing anything? Is there anything that's standing out to you that hasn't been talked about? Let us know there in the comments.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.